Hello.
Hey.
You're listening to Peninsula Obscura. I'm Karina Kolb.
And I'm Rachel Peacock.
This is a podcast about the strange and unusual state of Florida.
We'll talk about Florida's weird history,
paranormal activity,
and of course, true crime.
Each week, one of us researches a topic, and then we talk about it in depth.
Let's dive in. It's us, and we're living the dream. Aren't you living the dream? Oh, my singing voice is not good.
Yeah, we're back at it.
Back at it again.
We are extremely, or at least I am extremely busy.
I'm relatively busy. Yeah. So
it's, you know, a good time to work in video because everyone needs video support. But I'm incredibly busy. So yeah, last week we couldn't record, couldn't make it happen. This week we're doing something pretty low key. And easy, hopefully.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be easy. It'll be easy listening. It's fun listening.
Yeah, fun listening. We are going to talk about probably the most famous character in Florida history, I would say. The most well-known Florida character across the world, I would imagine.
Yeah, what do you think? I think that this character has been seen as a hero and a villain, and essentially been cast globally as one of the craziest, I guess you'd say, people in the land of Florida.
The most notorious Florida citizen. Of course, we are talking about none other than Florida Man. Florida Man.
He needs his own intro. So if any of you are musically talented, write a like little like Florida Man jingle for us. And
oh my god. Well,
thank you. And we'll cry.
And we'll cry. We'll send you a single sticker in the mail because
we're low on stickers.
We have 10 stickers. So that's the Peninsula Obscura. You can have one of them. We will mail it to your house.
It's like our currency. So like, it's a lot. It's worth a lot for the amount.
It's really worth a lot.
It's like when you have a painting and it's the 10th print. It's rare. Limited edition. Very rare. Florida Man. Where are you at? Hopefully most Florida men and women are at home right now quarantining if they're not essential workers. Bless those essential workers. Yeah. But I'm sure they can get into some trouble at home, especially if they're with their loved ones. So I guess I'll start with this first little story. Karina and I decided that we're going to do the basic thing where we search our birthday and we search birthday Florida Man. Not the word birthday Florida Man, but our person.
the date of our birthdays.
And Florida Man. And I came across something that's pretty crazy. This Florida man is actually a Florida woman, and on my birthday in 2019, so just a year ago, this woman, she, oh my God, I think I just realized it's not on my birthday. This is very frustrating. It doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm not telling you my birthday. You found it's in my birthday month. Yeah.
It's on a day that people
so
were born
essentially
on.
The headline goes as so. This is from ABC WWSB. Down in, where is S? I don't know. Anyway, Suncoast. It's in Jacksonville. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jacksonville.
So, right? Sure. Hey, it's that one news station that had this article. So this is a Florida woman didn't get enough tomatoes, so she chased grandpa with a knife, deputies say. Yeah, so there's that. Now, I laugh at this because, I mean, it's not funny because grandparents are angels, obviously, and you have to treat True. Them with due respect. But I laugh because I'm growing a tomato plant. I just got my first tomato. And so this girl needs to grow some tomatoes herself because, you know, there's no...
Just DIY
start
man.
Growing your own tomatoes, and then you'll never have to worry about not getting enough tomatoes. So essentially, this story revolves around Katie Jade Gates, and she's about 19 years old, and she hurled a water bottle during dinner time at her grandma, I think, because she didn't get enough tomatoes.
And what was the dish?
Did it say? No. It just says that, quote, when she didn't hit anyone, deputies in Nassau County said the 19-year-old moved on a pack of cigarettes. This time, she nailed her... See, I don't even know. It says this time she nailed her 79-year-old grandmother in the eye.
I
know.
Oh, my God. She threw a pack of cigarettes
at her grandma?
I guess,
and then she also threw a water bottle. And the grandfather was not happy about this. And he moved to gain control of the situation and discipline his grandchild. And she was not happy about that. So she... took a knife off the table and started chasing her grandpa. Yeah, and he ran to the door, went outside, and ran to safety. And when she was chasing him, she was yelling at him, like, motherfucker, I'll stab you in your fucking face.
Oh my God,
I
for
know.
Tomatoes.
I was just like, girl loves her tomatoes. You know, I love my tomatoes, but I wouldn't pull a knife on my grandfather. I mean, you'll pull a knife on the tomato. You only pull knives on your tomatoes, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes. Reserve your knives for your food.
And I guess grandma called the cops, and they took the granddaughter, and she was faced charges of assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery on a person over 65. Sad. Anyways, she looks pretty happy in her mugshot.
Okay, can I see?
Yes, hold on 1 second. I'm showing you because we're like we are every week from now until the end of quarantine.
Oh my God, what the fuck? You know what she looks like? She looks like, she kind of looks like...
that girl.
What is her name? The girl who's...
Oh,
Dakota
yes.
Fanning. She looks
like her little
Dakota
sister?
Fanning.
Is that who you're talking about? Maybe? I guess she looks like... Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's like... I just saw she's...
Which one's the younger
it's
one?
It's
Elle. Is it Elle
She does
Fanning
look like
Elle
Fanning.
Right?
Bruh.
Holy shit. She looks so... What is wrong? What happened? Why is she... She's grinning from ear to
she
ear.
She probably thought
like
it was funny.
Shook.
I don't know. She's... I don't know. Maybe she's trying to do something for TikTok.
God.
Who knows? She's young.
TikTok. She's 19, right?
My name's Katie Gates, and I'm 19, and I never learned how to be nice to my grandparents.
Oh, the it's so sad. That it is. Elderly
abuse. I mean, it's sad. What the only funny part monster. Is about what it was about. Like, it could have been about anything.
Yes.
It was about the tomatoes, and obviously she was not happy. She didn't get enough tomatoes. Like, God forbid you get one less tomato, damn it. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, fucking buy your own tomatoes. You're 19. Get a job.
Yeah.
Be an Elle Fanning impersonator. Yeah.
Get on TikTok like all these kids are doing instead of being nasty.
Yeah, get a TikTok. Let your creative energy out.
Start a garden. Basically, just like, don't do anything but that, okay?
Anything but this, yeah.
All right. Yes. So,
wow.
Karina.
What a you good have birthday.
Birthday month. I'm not going to say that it's true.
Birthday month.
That it is on my birthday, but, you know, why not just, like, let it happen. It's the month. Month that counts. The whole, I celebrate my birthday all month long.
Hell yeah. Me too.
So, you have a story for us, right? For your birthday.
Okay, so my birthday story. My birthday story is from Ocoee, Florida. WRCBTV. No idea where Ocoee, Florida is. Not a fucking clue. Never heard of it. Let's see. It's in Orlando, of course. Of course, it's just one of the various Orlando sections, you know, Winter Garden, all of that shit. It's right there. It's huge. It's a weird, oh my God. This is a side note, but it is so gerrymandered. It's like a puzzle piece. I can't even, there's gaps in it. There's like little tiny,
wait, can you share?
Hell? There's like a little, okay, so I'm looking at Ocoee, Florida here. And on Google Maps, and it's all outlined in red. Oh yeah, there's gaps.
What the heck?
Now look at this. This part, for some reason, this triangle isn't a part of. What? This little square? Is this one house?
What the hell?
This is literally, what is that square?
It's like, oh, like, you don't.
Yeah. This house, this rectangle says, no, you're not in Ocoee, Florida.
That
what
is
the
really
fuck?
Weird. Like, maybe it's, like, marshland. Yeah. I don't know. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, all the lakes
Yeah, but they would be blue.
But not all of them, actually, because this one's in...
That is weird.
This is weird.
We're going to investigate.
We're going to investigate that. That's a different episode topic. Okay. So, anyways, it happened in Orlando, in the greater Orlando area, and the headline states, Florida man gets headbutted, knocked out by alligator. Florida man gets headbutted, knocked out by alligator.
Wow. Only in Florida.
So it says, neighbors say, only in Florida. It is the most. Florida man headline that you could find. And I'm like, I was so pleasantly surprised to find that on my birthday. An alligator roaming through a central Florida neighborhood headbutted a trapper, knocking him out cold in a last-ditch effort to escape. You like my news reporter voice?
I love it.
So the incident was caught on video by a TV station. And I don't know how they caught it on video. I don't know why they were there. Maybe because people called the news because it was a big
alligator. Yeah, that is
big
news.
Like a
that
suburban
is big
neighborhood.
News usually.
It was causing a disturbance. And so the TV station, the TV station showed up and just in time to see a Florida Fish and Wildlife trapper putting the 8-foot gator in the back of a pickup truck. An 8-foot gator.
Oh my God. Can you have the video? Oh boy.
Oh, I'm gonna show
I
you
am
the video,
so
my
ready.
Friend. This is like a video that somebody just uploaded from their YouTube, Jack_fishing, and it's literally gator in my neighborhood. It's literally just his YouTube video.
No, I just picture like in my cartoon mind, just like the alligator like standing up to bat, and then like the trapper just like ready, and then like one out. Throws a like fist, and the other throws a claw, and then and then but he headbutts him at the end, and I just like to picture that. That would be great.
That would be great. But I mean, it's pretty crazy nonetheless. I'll show you. So here we go. Gator in my neighborhood.
Hey, I like that like text. Nice.
So there he is. Oh, he's walking through what looks like your classic Florida suburban neighborhood, like truly just, you know, shrubbery and palm trees. So here goes the Florida Fish and Wildlife guy. This gator is right up next to someone's front door. And he's 8 foot. He's 8 foot next to someone's front door. The Fish and Wildlife guy has him around like the neck.
The thing that they use that has like a loop at the end.
Yeah, with like...
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like a stick or whatever. So he's... that gator is like rolling mm-hmm. and thrashing around. This dude is like... He's a big guy.
Here, gator. Here, gator.
And then it says, my mom was filming this, LOL. Because the camera turns sideways. Because the camera turns into horizontal mode. It said that on screen.
He just didn't want That's people funny. To know that it was him. It was his mom filming this. Like, she would be ashamed to know. Ooh.
So they got him, the gator, to bite onto the stick, and it, like, muzzled the gator somehow. Like, see how it's now wrapped around his... And so he's, like, rolling and, like, this hissing. This is just
on somebody's front yard. And
it's, like, too big. Yeah, it's just somebody's front yard. Look at this. He's 8 feet.
He's a big boy.
He's huge. He's huge. It's not over yet, though, because now they have the... It looks like the cops are there and the gator is cuffed. The gator has both his hands and feet cuffed behind his back. Oh, there it is. You see that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay,
that was really quick.
Let's rewind.
Because I didn't. I think I missed the guy, the trapper, passing out or getting knocked out. But
look at this kid.
Classic like neighborhood kid.
I know this is like a very visual. We're trying to explain it to you. We'll post it. But it is like, it's this Florida suburb. There are countless people out with their phones filming, and this kid walks in front. He's looking right into the camera.
If anybody has like grown up where they're in a neighborhood where they're like biking around with the neighborhood kids, like these neighborhood kids are just like, whoa, look at this. There's an alligator. This kid got so close. He's like, wow, this is crazy. I don't know what. I guess have you seen that right there?
So they have him cuffed, and it's 3 men. It literally takes 3 minutes.
I'm laughing because they've cuffed the gators.
Yeah, it looks like a perp. And it's 2 police officers, and, like, no, it's 1 police officer and 2 Fish and Wildlife guys. God. They're all pretty big dudes. Three of them are picking up this gator and putting him into the back of a pickup truck. So, like, that's the most Florida sentence I've ever said. So there they go. They pick him up, put him in the bed. Oh, and then the gator... So they put the gator in headbutt.
Oh, yeah.
The gator turns around quickly and headbutts one of the Fish and Wildlife dudes. Literally hits his skull directly into the dude's forehead. And the guy, like, falls down backwards, like, feet up.
Damn. Yeah.
Look, feet up. His feet go spinning upwards.
He's out. He's out like a light.
Thank God.
This gator is just trying to escape.
And then the gator got off the truck.
His sunglasses fly into the air.
And there goes his feet. He is down.
Man down.
And the gator also whips the cop. Oh, and look, and Karen's
Karen in the background just ran.
She's like, "Are you okay?"
She's like, "Oh no."
Some old lady.
Yep.
And then the YouTube video tells us the trapper was okay besides a big bump on his head. I returned his sunglasses. They were cracked. This is like some kids YouTube channel.
I love it. He's just getting started in this whole video business. It's great.
Yeah, good for him.
Investigative journalism, you know. Maybe not that.
Exactly.
Just got to be on the front lines. On the Florida front lines.
on the front lines of Florida, what gate? I mean, I think that, like, that's something that people always underestimate if they're not from Florida, if you have friends or family who aren't mm-hmm. from here. They're like, oh, have you ever seen a gator? And you're like, oh, no, like, I see them. They're yeah. everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah, like, if you haven't seen a gator and you're from Florida, like, there's something wrong.
You're blind.
Yep, that's the case. Case closed.
Case closed.
We're throwing judgments on people that think that they haven't seen a gator.
I literally can't even imagine someone in Florida having not ever seen a gator. It's incomprehensible.
Well, in the Keys, they'll have, like, crocodiles. Like, those are crazy. Because those will come into, like, the canals and stuff, and I've seen them. That's kind of eerie.
Crocodiles are scary. Yeah. Crocodiles, you know, Florida is the only place in the world where both alligators and crocodiles live. Of course you know that. You're from Florida. That's a fucking Florida fun fact. Everyone
knows it because they drill it into you in elementary school. And they teach you how to look at their noses to make sure that you're not labeling them incorrectly.
Because you can tell them apart. Yeah, it's so stupid. What the fuck?
You know, some people don't know. No, but
is it just universal
knowledge? No, it's just a Florida universal knowledge. But if you're not from Florida mm-hmm. and you're like, what the heck? I don't know. Just look it up. Just look it up and figure it out for yourself, because
there's different. It's
salt and fresh water and the mm-hmm. nose shape. It's just like
the jaw
shape. It's just like we've learned this since pre-K. We know.
They drill into us. Also, Florida is the lightning strike capital of the world.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Well, I feel like it makes sense, but also
it's weird. I
didn't know. I mean, maybe I learned that fact a long time ago. I just didn't drill it in my head.
But yeah. Lightning strikes are scary to me. I might do an episode about lightning strikes.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, but no, it's the lightning strike capital of the world. That is true. You wanna?
Yes, I have one honorable mention. So I was looking for my birthday and I didn't find some like great ones, because like who wants to like read a headline that's depressing, like murder, even though unless it's what I want to research for my birthday. I do not want a murder, depressing Florida man story. So this Florida man story is a little more fun and I almost picked it, but I'm just going to give a brief overview. Here's the headline. Naked Florida man starts house fire while baking cookies on a George Foreman grill. And I thought, oh, you know, I guess it's food themed this week, Rachel, for all of my stories. But apparently there was a house fire. Police officers responded. They got to the house around 5:30. Smoke was coming out of the house, and the naked man who was inside the house came out and said, I'm sorry. The man closed the door after that. And so the police officers like came after the firefighters because, you know, they're like, why is this guy not coming out? And so then, or I guess it's because they come anyways, but sure. So then he like came to the door and then left it open and then went back into the house. So he keeps like going back into the house. And the man showed no signs of, basically, he didn't realize that he was in danger, and there were only a couple of things on fire inside of the home, including towels. And then,
what do you mean he didn't realize he was in danger?
That's why, like,
literally,
the cops had to like go in and remove him from the house. They detained him because they're like, this guy's gonna burn up if he doesn't leave this house, or he'll die of like breathing and smoke, you know?
Right, and the smoke.
And so, So then they removed the burning items, and then it was okay. And so then this man, he fessed up. He said he was drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking the ganja. And he started like at 9 a.m. earlier that day.
Wow, okay.
And he didn't have any life-threatening things happening, but apparently, like the headline said, he he was trying to bake cookies on a George Foreman grill and he left it unattended, and the grill and the cookies caught fire, so he grabbed the, like a sane person, he grabbed dry towels to put on top of the grill.
Yeah.
And then those caught fire too. So that's it. I mean,
so you don't grill cookies, my friend.
No, but I mean, all what? Of these, there's a lot of videos going. You know, I'm not a big fan of like turning a regular like classic food and like turning it into something crazy for no reason.
Like what?
Like, you know those videos where it's like, oh, you're making cinnamon roll waffles with dipped in deep fried in pancake batter. I just don't like all the excess. Like, it was already good as a cinnamon roll.
Keep it simple, right?
Keep it simple. Like, maybe he saw a video and was like, make cookies on your George Foreman online, and that made sense to him. And so
right,
that's where I'm thinking, like, maybe he, his oven didn't work and he was desperate for cookies. And
he wanted that he wanted those cookies. Yeah. You're better off putting it in the microwave.
But
you're,
you guys
literally,
like,
better off.
You guys know what a George Foreman is too. Like,
it's
if you're
a panini press, right?
It's essentially a panini press. It's not just like an open grill where it like falls through. It's like a flat grill where you press it, and
you can picture the cookie dough. That's not going to work.
No, and it's gonna going stick to stick and burn, mess. And it's gonna, yeah, smell really bad. So well,
cookies are not pressed.
So if you get really poor while you're in this quarantine, do not do what this man did. Do
both
not.
Both of yours are kind of quarantine-y.
Yeah,
both
I didn't.
Indoor situations.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even try to do that, but I just. Everyone's. Was in, I guess in my subliminal, like subliminal, I was drawn to it because that's what everybody's thinking about right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Don't, if you're want to get into baking, just like bake something like in your oven.
Yeah.
Use the proper tools.
Make sure you're paying attention to timers, mm-hmm, and also don't be under like the whey influence when you're working with hot items. So yeah, also leave your house if it's there's something on fire and the firefighters are just trying to help. Don't go back inside unless you are trying to save somebody. I don't know, don't be the hero of the cookies, okay?
Yeah. There's no need. Just, yep. don't be a hero.
I mean, yeah, this is one of the, like I said, don't be the hero Florida man, but also this is not one of the hero characters of Florida man. He's more
it's
of like
chaotic.
He's the chaotic, not neutral, chaotic bad,
chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil, yeah, that's what it is. Okay, well, yeah, this is the thing.
Those are our birthday Florida men. If you want to have some fun, shout
and
out
women.
To my friend. And women. Men and women. If you want to have some fun, that was Kayla's. That was my friend Kayla's suggestion, so thanks, Kayla.
Yeah, thanks, Kayla.
If you have a fun Florida man headline, please share it with us on Instagram or whatever. We like seeing them. They're funny.
Yes.
We're trying to keep our shit together. We're trying to put out
yeah.
episodes that are about things.
Yeah. We're not just going to sit and talk crap about anything other than Florida. So,
but yeah, it's hard out here. So if you have like a great Florida related story and you want to email us or message us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, we'll read it on air. We'll read it for you on air.
Yeah, on air. Yeah, because we're broadcasting we're live. Send it our way. We hope everybody's doing fantastic and
yeah.
staying healthy and you know, using your knives the right way.
Use those knives for food, not friends. Not no, family.
Not family. Don't use the knives on your family.
Food only.
And start growing tomatoes.
Yeah, this is a great time to get into some gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, just if you, it's really easy to grow tomatoes. You yeah. don't even need to go buy seeds. You just need a tomato. Because tomatoes yes. have seeds in them. So.
Yeah.
Life hacks.
Look at that. Tomatoes have seeds in them. Didn't know that.
Yep.
We're spreading truth out here. You're telling the people all of the important things. Anyways, we're crazy. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it.
Out we go. Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Stay sane.
Stay happy. That's stop listening.
Stop listening. Bye.
All the music for our podcast is provided by The Murmurs and their album Get Swell Soon. You can listen to The Murmurs on Spotify or find them on their Bandcamp page.
If you're interested in learning more about us, you can visit our website at peninsulaobscura.com and check out our Instagram at peninsulaobscura. You can listen to our podcast on most platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.